A sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan on November 4, 2001, entitled Love Now, Peace Then. The text for the sermon is 1 Corinthians 13. Copyright Grand Valley State University.
So many of you, as this service loomed in the immediate future, have mentioned the fact that it's one of your favorite services of the year, if not your favorite. It's All Saints Day worship, which is a day that has always been very important in the Roman Catholic observance, but not always in the Protestant Church. After all, Martin Luther chose All Saints' Eve to nail his theses to the church door, challenging the Roman Catholic Church, of which he was a priest. And Protestantism is in many respects a reaction against, and a splinter movement like that always has to justify its existence by demonstrating how it has moved in the direction of truth as opposed to the parent communion. But thank God we've moved beyond that to the point at which we can recapture and own once again the richness of that church tradition from which we all stem. And the observance of All Saints has become for us in this community of faith important. I wonder why I've thought about that all week. Why is it that I looked forward to this time together with you? And I know so many of you did as well. I can understand, of course, if you had a loved one who was named and for whom a candle was lighted. But beyond that, all of us, I think feeling something special in a moment like this, in a place like this, in an observance like this, I suppose because here we are together in the community of faith, and maybe a moment like this is a time for all of us to come face to face with our own mortality. I was thinking about that, were you? Someday there will be a candle with my name, and I'll be remembered in this community. Because my life, my journey, my voyage will have ended. It's a moment in which there's no avoiding that. But not only our own, but our loved ones, those who form the fabric of our life, our family, our community. What a mystery is human life, huh? Here we are. Animals, really, aren't we? Sure we are. But animals that in the long process of the cosmic journey have become conscious animals. Self-conscious. And then aware of another. And then, in contrast to our instinctual animal nature with its survival instincts by which we've arrived on the scene, we become creatures of spirit who are able to transcend those very instincts. We become persons who learn to care, who feel and express compassion and wonder of wonders. We love. We love. We love one another. We learn to love in the family. And that love we learn in the family overflows the family and moves into a community like this where we learn to love one another. And then on a day like this, we read names. Some of us have been here for a long time. And some of those names carry with them memories and history which is rich, wonderful, beautiful. Maybe that's why we come to honor and value a day like this. For we recognize the mystery of being human, the wonder of being conscious, and the miracle of loving and being bound together in the bundle of life in a community that is marked by faith and hope and love. Those are the great trilogy of primary virtues according to St. Paul. He understood life as a process. His own calendar, his own timeline didn't prove to be accurate, for he thought he himself was on the edge of history's end, but I think we know more now. We can see that we're a part of a long, ongoing process, and does it have an end, or does it go on and on? All we know about Big Bang and Big Crunch and all of the marvel and wonder of the cosmic reality, and here we are, human in the midst of that. People who have come to reflect on it all, and for whom primary virtues are faith or trust. Trust in the essential meaningfulness of life, of reality, of its life intention, of its movement toward life. And we've come to be people of hope, believing that we haven't seen it all yet, marveling at what we can look back upon, what we have experienced, and wondering what there is yet to unfold in this mystifying and fascinating cosmic journey. And in the meantime, without a question, without a doubt, it is love that surpasses all. When I put down the title this morning, or the other day, Love Now, Peace Then, I was thinking about particularly those of you who have this morning felt the poignancy again of that relatively recent loss. I've thought of some beautiful stories. And where there was love, there was loss. There was grief. But where there was love, through the grief and in the loss, there's peace. It's kind of a paradox. The more you love, the more you lose. The more deeply you love, the greater the grief. And yet I want to suggest that where there is that deep and profound love, even in the loss, there's peace. I know that. I've experienced that. I see that. And so my message this morning is, love deeply. Love one another. And make sure you let each other know the depth of your love. Because one day, those dearest, deepest human bonds will be broken. But it is possible even then to have peace if there is love now. Sometimes I sit with you and you say to me, what is there? What is there beyond that last perhaps gasping breath? And then because as a pastor I've done my very best to be honest with you always, I say to you, I don't know. And then I don't really feel in you a disappointment that I don't know. Although pastors are supposed to know those things. But I sense that when I say I don't know I don't know, because you know we cannot know, but then together we can wonder. And we can go on in faith. And we can go on hoping while we are loving. And in our faith, in this whole process of which we are a part, which is shot through with the presence of God, we can rest in the fact that we've come from God and we live in God and we go to God. And so, in the midst of loss, there can be peace when our way has been marked by love. It's really beautiful where there is that amazing, wonderful expression of love by a human animal whose every instinct is self-preservation, where we have come to be able to transcend all of that and to embrace the other and to live in communion, where there is love now, there will be peace then, whenever. It won't matter. All will be well. All manner of things will be well. For all is grace. Thanks be to God.